Blackstone Publishing presents The Hollow of Fear by Sherry Thomas. This book is read by Kate Redding. For my agent, Kristin Nelson, who is still making everything possible. Prologue. "Hello, brother," murmured Charlotte Holmes to the man who helped her descend from the carriage. The man, who had hitherto presented himself as Mott, groom and coachman to the Holmes family, half bowed. They stood in the coach house behind the town residence that Sir Henry, their father, had hired for the season. Charlotte's sister Livia had just been delivered to the front door, and the entire family, with the exception of Charlotte, would be setting out for the country in the morning, as it was nearly the end of July, a fashionable time to leave London. "May I offer you some tea?" asked Mr. Myron Finch, her half-brother, pulling off his driving gloves. He seemed entirely unconcerned that she'd peeled back his secret. Then again he had read the note she'd pressed into his hand when he'd helped her into the carriage earlier, requesting that he put the vehicle directly into the coach house after Livia stepped off. He might not have known that she wished to discuss his true identity, but he would have braced himself for something. "Tea would be much appreciated," she said. He showed her to a stool near an uneven-looking folding table. "I'm afraid I haven't any decent foodstuffs on hand. I'll be vacating the place as soon as I've taken your family to the railway station tomorrow morning."
"Her family?" "Not to worry. I have just the thing."